Okay, Paul, could you say your name and where you're from?
Paul Fork, Colfax, Iowa.
And you just won $30,000 this morning. How are you feeling right now?
Very excited.
I bet. It's not every day you stop by lottery headquarters, right?
No, never been here. Had trouble finding it.
Well, we're certainly glad to see you. So just kind of walk me through your story, where you bought your ticket, where you scratched it, and just how you reacted.
Well, I went to a Price Chopper up on, I believe it's Lower Beaver. I'm not exactly sure which street it was on, but decided I would buy my coworkers a donut and picked up a scratch ticket. Went back, shared the donuts, and then I suppose it was a couple hours later, I decided, well, I'll scratch that ticket, and the very last number was the winning number. And I looked at it probably 5 or 6 times thinking, okay, my eyes are messing up, I'm misreading numbers, and finally realized, nope, I won. So, and then the bad thing is, I forgot my phone at home today, so I couldn't even call my wife right away and let her know. I had to borrow a phone to call my wife.
Oh, gosh. Of all the days to forget your phone, huh?
Yep. Maybe it was a sign.
Oh, my gosh. So what did your wife say when you talked to her?
She said, oh, my God, wow. After she first accused me of pulling her leg.
And you were like, no, I'm serious.
Yeah, it took me a little convincing. I ended up using the phone I borrowed and sent a picture of the ticket to her.
And then she believed you?
Yep.
And you guys just got married a couple weeks ago,
yeah,
right?
September 18th.
Oh, my gosh. What a wedding gift that is.
Yes,
huh?
That is amazing.
Oh, my gosh. So for people who have never won the lottery before, can you kind of describe the moment that you realized you just won $30,000?
I think I was more just in shock, you know, because I've played several tickets and, you know, maybe little wins here and there, but just like in disbelief that I actually hit the winner, or a winner, not the big one, but a winner. So
it's probably one thing to just kind of daydream about winning the lottery here and there, and I'm sure it's another thing entirely to stop by lottery headquarters.
Yeah, it's totally different than, totally different feeling.
So you started out the day just doing a good deed, picking up some donuts for your coworkers,
yep.
And did you ever think you would be spending your afternoon here at lottery headquarters?
No. Not at all. I think, you know, honestly, I buy them tickets and I hope to, you know, win my money back plus, you know, $20-$30 is my realistic goal, but always hope to hit the big one, but never thought it would happen.
Oh, man. That's awesome. Now, was there something about the win big ticket that stood out to you that, you know?
No, I played it before and I've won, you know, like $30, $40 bucks on
sure.
It, you know, $50, $60. So I just kind of played it again thinking,
gotcha.
Well, but I bought just that one ticket today. Normally I buy, you know, two at a time. Today I just bought the one. And
one was all you needed.
And it was the right one.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Now, what's your wife's name? I forgot that.
Kathy.
Is that C-A-T-H-Y?
No, nope, K-A-T-H-I-E.
Okay, perfect. Oh, my gosh. So have you guys talked about what you're going to do with your winnings?
We're just going to pay off some credit card debt and try to make life a little easier.
Absolutely. Pay some bills. And
yep. And we'll have a little extra money throughout the month to put away. And
that's awesome.
Save it that way instead of giving it to the credit cards.
Absolutely. That's great. That's got to be a great feeling. Now, Paul, can I ask how old you are?
I am 51. I'll be 52 the 18th.
Oh, perfect. Well, happy early birthday.
So it's a / you know, wedding birthday present.
Well, you know how to time it just perfectly, don't you?
It worked out good this time.